In Mexico, authorities today announced the arrest of five people suspected in the deadly arson attack on a Monterrey casino last week. As we reported Friday, the attack left 52 people dead and shocked a nation already used to grisly drug-related violence. We're going to get a quick update now on the story from reporter Frank Contreras in Mexico City. Frank, first, what do we know about who it was that set fire to the casino and why they did it?
Well, at this stage, Marco, the governor of the state of Nuevo León, where the attack took place, is telling us that these men are believed to belong to the CETA's drug trafficking organization. They were part of the Gulf Cartel years ago, broke away. They were elite forces with the Mexican army and now have their own drug trafficking and criminal organization.
And Mexicans have reacted with greater indignation than usual over this attack. There was a big protest in Monterrey over the weekend. What were the protesters actually demanding?
Well, they're actually demanding that the governor himself and the mayor of Monterrey step down from their offices. They say that the state, in particular, that very important northern industrial city, has been essentially under attack by two drug trafficking cartels battling each other for control of that very big market, a place where a lot of people are starting to use cocaine and other illegal drugs. But it's also a very important drug shipping route to the United States into the southern part of Texas through the highways heading north. And so the people are very angry. They want to see something done. And the first thing they want to see is that these two major politicians resign their posts.
Right. Now, if those protesters want the Monterrey mayor and the governor of Nuevo León out, what about President Felipe Calderón? How does this affect him?
Well, 1 year away from presidential elections, 2012, he knows that his government is being seriously criticized for this ongoing policy of using the force of the state to fight drug cartels. We now have more than 40,000 drug-related deaths since Calderón took office in December 2006, Marco. And he's doing everything he can to try to convince the population here that the government will protect them, but people seriously have their doubts.
Correspondent Frank Contreras in Mexico City. Thanks very much, Frank.
Thank you, Marco.